Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock. Yesterday, he was kind of taken to the woodshed by Ken Rosenthal, a longtime MLB writer. He writes, since winning the 2019 World Series, the Nationals ranked third in the major in losses, just one behind the Pirates and just 14 behind the Rockies. That's when he wrote it. Of course, they lost another game last night. His largest premise is that good teams both spend and develop. And clearly they're not spending like they used to. They used to be a top 10 spending team. Now they're in the bottom 10. They have been able to trade for some really good players like Mackenzie Gore and CJ Abrams, all part of the Juan Soto deal. But he points to the international signings being duds. He points to player development being duds. And he points mostly to the losses.
Well, he also, a big part of his thing is they're not able to retain these guys. And he's suggesting, he's probably right, but who knows? I don't know how this is Mike's fault, that they're not going to be able to retain Wood if Cruz pans out.
Gore
and these guys, because they're Boris clients.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys always hit the market.
That's kind of a big part of his deal. Like, Wood is the real deal. I don't know how you can club their player development or scouting when you got a guy like him. But what can you do? He's got Scott Boris.
I think he's put Wood to the side, saying that Wood and Gore and those guys were part of the Soto deal. So he's giving credit for the Soto deal.
Yeah, he gives props to that.
But he's basically saying everything else garbage.
Yeah, but he's saying they're not going to be able to retain him.
It's possible because, first of all, like you mentioned, they're Boris clients. Mm-hmm. Number two, the Lerner family is not going to spend. If you just look at the payrolls for 2025, they are 26th in the league.
Yeah, but I could kind of write a little of that off because they don't want to spend now, but I'm hoping, because they have shown inclinations to pay guys in the past, that when they become super competitive, that they're willing to keep
a couple
guys. Yeah, but
the question is how far off is that?
And that's what Rosenthal's pointing out.
A couple years away.
He's saying by the time all of these young prospects get to the point where, all right, now you've got a good team.
Right.
Well, guys like Gore and Abrams they'll be free agents.
Right. And
will they retain them?
Be resigned.
Probably. But we'll see. But remember, and Rosenthal points this out in the article, but remember, and I think Rizzo saw this, he did an overhaul on the scouting department.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of, he's killing them because of the international scouting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Riz knew that, and he did a complete overhaul. He pretty much fired everybody in the scouting department.
Yeah, he needed to be revamped. He was aware of that.
So maybe that changes over the next 2-3 years.
I think he also notes in the article that he liked their 2024 draft.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But, of course, the Nats have the number one overall pick, and do they go after a college player that's maybe 2 years away from playing in the bigs, or do they go after a high school that's probably 4 or 5 years away?
Does Holiday, is he already retained Boris? Is he going to have Boris? Does Jackson Holiday, the other one, has Boris? Yeah.
I assume if his brother does.
Yeah.
Are we giving the Nationals too much of a pass? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Have we just gotten used to the losing? They're there with the Pirates and the Rockies.
Yeah,
in the last 5+ years.
It's not company you want to be in. It's not the neighborhood you want to be living in.
They won the World Series in 2019. That's great.
Not as bad as that.
But the rest of the way,
it might be record-wise, but the perception is, and I think it's fair, it's not as bad as the Pirates are already talking about giving up on Skeens because they know they're not going to be able to keep them. Like, literally talking about giving up on them now.
They're talking about trading them, yeah.
Nutty.
Well, the Pirates haven't said that.
Well, that's the rumors. That's the rumors. Because, you know, this is the time to get what you can get. Because when he's not pitching, they get like 6,000 fans. I was just there. It's shocking how dead the town is regarding the Pirates.
But you also, and look, I'm not saying everything that Rosenthal is saying about Riz is wrong. I mean, I'm a Maria's guy, so I like to defend him as much as I can. But he, you know, Rosenthal knows more about the international scouting and the players and where they rank, where this farm system's ranked than I do. But I will say that he doesn't really talk about the fact that the learners aren't spending enough in this article. It seems like he's hammering Riz more than he is the learners.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the top 10 payrolls for this year, Mets, Phillies, Dodgers, Toronto, Yankees, Atlanta, Cubs, Houston, Padres, San Francisco. They all have winning records except for, I believe, Toronto. You've got to spend. Okay, and I'm not saying that these teams don't develop players. They clearly do. The Cubs have been really good at that. But the Cubs went out and got Kyle Tucker. I mean, Kyle Tucker is one of the best left-handed hitters in the game. And they are spending money, and most of those teams will be either in the playoffs or certainly in line for the playoffs come in September.
He doesn't spend that much time talking about that. He focuses more on the lack of player development. He points out that their minor league system is ranked 17th out of 30 teams. End of the article, we actually get quoted.
Yeah,
he points out Rizzo.
He was just on our show.
Rizzo has been president of baseball operations since 2009. Davey Martinez has been manager since 2017. They haven't changed it. But in July 2022, Rizzo told us on the show, this is a reboot year. We don't call it a rebuild because a rebuild is a 5 or 6 year process.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a shorter reboot. We've shown in the past we know how to do these things.
Well, he's in year 3 of the reboot at this point.
Well, it's year 6 of the rebuild.
Right.
Yeah.
It also depends on how you count it. Remember, they won in 2019, 2020, 2021, whatever. It was all weird with all the COVID stuff. That was just weird. And then when they finally unloaded Turner and all those guys,
and
that's when it really started.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But getting back to the payroll thing, I mean, it's embarrassing that the Kansas City Royals and the Colorado Rockies have a higher payroll than the Washington Nationals. Those teams should not be outspending a team in D.C. That's embarrassing.
I don't know how I feel about it because they're not expected to contend.
But
you might kind of keep it lean if
you spent a little more money.
If you're 6 games under 500 with the 26th payroll,
right?
All right, what if you were the 19th payroll? You could be 2 games over 500.
Right. You could be in a wild card chase.
Mm-hmm. Right, you could. I mean, if you went out and signed 2 guys, they don't have to be superstars, but better than Josh Bell and Nate Lowe. Maybe you're 2, that could be a 6 game difference.
Yeah.
It could be. Because all of the teams at the bottom, if you look at them, the Marlins, the A's, the Rockies, the one team that's been really good at low payrolls has been Tampa because they usually contend with a low payroll, so they do a good job developing players. But most of these teams are dead, and they just because they don't spend.
Well, here's a big problem. Here are your first round picks in the last 10 years or so. Dane Dunning.
Mm-hmm.
He was a pitcher out of Florida. Seth Romero, pitcher.
Problems.
Mason Denneberg, pitcher from a high school, Merritt Island High School. Jackson Rutledge, we continue to hear about him, but that was 2019.
At this point, he's a reliever with them.
But 2020, Cade Cavalli.
He's
dealing with injuries.
He's hopefully going to provide some reinforcements here shortly.
2021, Brady House. 2022, Elijah Green.
House is doing well. I think Green hasn't done that much, right?
Yeah, I mean, my point is...
You can't give up on those guys.
I'm not saying you give up on them. My point is that none of these guys are impact players right now.
Well, that's why Rizzo probably saw that, and he made changes, major changes in the scouting. Not just in the international, but the amateur level, too. So,
and I skipped your guy, Carter Kieboom.
Yeah.
That one is
They just
weird.
Have had a lot of guys. These are top draft choices. And I know this isn't the NFL or the NBA where first-round draft choices are locks, but that's a lot of first-round draft choices that have done nothing for the Washington Nationals to make them a better team.
But you have to realize that general managers, okay, right, they oversee the entire team and they make the ultimate decisions, but they rely heavily on the scouting departments.
I understand that.
Heavily. And because there's no way Riz is going out there watching all these amateur players and the international players. That's why these scouting departments are so big. So if he's making major changes to that, because he saw that, you know, the number one picks in the last 6-7 years aren't panning out, but you got to give him credit and his scouts of making that deal that got James Wood and Abrams, because they look like they're going to be really good for years to come. Let's see what happens with Cruz. Let's see what happens with Hassel.
It is disheartening, though. The Boris factor is extremely disheartening, and I don't know how you get around it. It's like a huge, like, fly in the ointment, right? Or, I mean,
I just think there's got to be more blame towards the Lerner family, because if they're not going to spend and they're heavily relying on these prospects who haven't developed yet, then what's Riz supposed to do?
Yeah, I think there's only so much
you can
do.
I think for them to compete, they have to have a top half of the league payroll. I mean, if they're down in the 20s and the prospects aren't panning out, how would you expect this team to even have close to a 500
record? But what you're talking about is like free agency. That's not scouting and drafting developing players.
There could be a lot we don't know. What if Riz went to Lerner and said, all right, we really want this guy, okay? But he's going to cost you, 5 years, $100 million.
Well, I'm sure they have done that.
And we don't know. I mean, Lerner might say, there's no chance I'm spending that kind of money.
No, I'm sure that that's happened.
So that's what we don't know.
But they're not criticizing them super in here for their free agency. They're criticizing them for their developing and drafting of players.
Correct.
That seems to be the bulk of this article.
But I guess my point is, if you combine the players that they've developed and acquired in these trades, these young kids, and if you couple that...
If you complemented them with a few free agents, they could be a lot more competitive.
They could be 500, if not above 500 now.
Yeah.
And if Lerner's not going to spend, if he's only going to spend $113 million, as opposed to what the... Let's just throw the Toronto Blue Jays out there, $250 million? Well, I mean, you got no shot.
Well, just put yourself, though, in 2019 when they win the World Series and we're part of the parade and everything. I honestly thought that they'd keep a lot of those guys. I didn't think that we were necessarily guaranteed to lose Harp, Rendon.
Harper was already gone.
Yeah, Harp.
Turner. Right, Harp had just left the year before. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think that all those guys would be gone. So it's sort of as quickly as it did.
You probably thought, and I thought this too, I thought Soto would be a Nat forever because I thought that they would sign him to a huge deal. Now, they offered him a huge deal, and he turned it down. So they tried to keep him, but he wanted to be a free agent, and it turned out to be work out in his favor. He signed a $700 million deal, but they at least tried.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free country.
I mean, it's gone... It's gone longer than we had anticipated. I would agree with that. But so is the Wizards.
Yeah.
I'm more frustrated with the Wizards than I am the Nats, to be honest with you.
Well, you should be. They haven't won a title since the late 70s. Of course you should be frustrated with them.
Just even in the recent years, when they've just been flat out tanking. Mm-hmm.
The thing that I look at with the Nats that I'm a little frustrated with is the pitchers. Okay, Gore is obviously really good. I don't know. I mean, I know he leads the league in strikeouts. I don't know if he's like an overall number one dominant pitcher. I don't know that. But Parker's now struggling. Jake Irvin, I think he's good. But, I mean, Trevor Williams, some of these other guys. JoJo Gray's been hurt, so you really can't blame him for that. But
also, Cavalli being hurt. They were relying on him big time.
Rutledge is a reliever. I mean, I don't know where the depth is in starting pitching. I don't know if they have got some studs that are going to be true number ones, number twos down in the system, because they need to get better there, I think.
It doesn't look like they're on the cusp of like winning 90 games. It doesn't look like it at this point.
No, not anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, not when you have the 26th payroll.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could say they might be if all these young guys were on fire.
If these guys all get better? Yeah, I mean, correct. But, I mean, they've got a bunch of 23-year-olds and younger in the lineup. I mean, besides the Lowe's and the Bells. I mean, Bell's hitting 151. They went and signed him for it was a one-year deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't even be in the lineup. Josh Bell should not be in the lineup. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Shouldn't 151, you're not helping. You're hurting the team.
Still looking at that back of the baseball card.
Hey, I have 153. Let's not take those .02 whatever.
No, he's hitting 151 after last night.
Okay, maybe this isn't caught up.
He went 0 for 2.
Got it. Should Mike Rizzo bear more of the blame? I get what you're saying with international scouting, and you have these huge scouting departments, but at some point, the guy on top, the guy who's running the whole organization,
he's to blame. I get it.
Is culpable.
Yeah. And I'm sure there is some blame there to share, but I think that this article with Rosenthal should focus more on the fact that the payrolls have been so low, and there's got to be a reason. If he's not willing to spend and you're just relying on young players, I mean, these teams that are going to the playoffs and winning World Series, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Certainly any general manager would want to go out there and salt and pepper his roster with better players than Nate Lowe and Josh.
I think Mike Rizzo doesn't want a $200 million payroll to spend to burn through some of that money.
Yeah, and maybe it's not bats. Maybe it's pitchers. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were looking at a couple of pitchers that would have been in the lineup, but Lerner said, nope, I'm not doing that. Let's rely on the guys that you've drafted.
But it is depressing. Again, I can't get over it to just think, Wood's going to be here another year or two. Then they're going to have to move him to get a haul.
Enjoy him while he's here.
That is depressing.
Well, they got him. They got him for a while. They got him for like 5 more years.
Yeah, but they probably give up on him with like 3 years left. So
yeah,
they'll
Soto him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe we'll see. But
yeah, I mean, they're not going to do it all the way up until the 5th year.
I think
they're gonna get rid of him.
Who knows who the owner
is? The haul.
Okay, but who knows who the owner will be in 5 years? It might be someone else who's willing to spend. Well, who knows if Riz is here?
2 years is probably when it matters.
800-636-1067. What do you make of the Nationals rebuild / reboot? It's been since 2019 since they've had a winning record.
Are you frustrated?
Ken Rosenthal writes about the lack of player development, the lack of spending, and a future which maybe pretends these guys who are actually being developed bouncing. 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on the Junk.